It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening or watching Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than eating candy that was in a urinal. I stand by that statement. You can join our chat room, the Den Pan, by going to davincomedy.com. Click live broadcast. You can also watch us on Facebook Live on the Davin's Den page via Zoom. Audio is better on davincomedy.com. Visual, so much better on Facebook. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by the GOP of the Hizzy, Mr. Joe Curry. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, Tip, are you done scraping that cottage cheese container? You sound like a bird in a dumpster.
Christ, you attack her. I don't even get to introduce her to the show, and you're just sinking your fangs in there. That's
because the first 30 seconds of the time.
Those are the animals trying to escape. That's Pip Helix over there. Hi, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Wow. Joe is in rare form. Don't even start. Sinks his fangs not into me. You would expect that. But into Pip. It's going to be that type of show. Don't worry, Pip. I'll protect you. I won't let the big creep who snuck into somebody's house terrorize you. I won't let that happen.
Thank you.
You're damn lucky that I picked it up before he did. I make a joke and I'll move on. Stupid, it's a continuing lecture series throughout the show.
Oh, I know. I'd hear about it forever. Believe me, I've made the mistake of doing many things on this show that I have continued to hear about for the rest of my life.
You dropped the storm in 2015. I think he's brought it up several times.
apparently somebody's keeping track over there. That's good to know. I have no idea. Hey, it's election night, America. 4 years in the making. 4 more years of the D Trumpster, or 4 years of Joe Biden, or maybe some more years of Mike Pence, or some Kamala Harris. Who the fuck knows? It's not like these guys are spring chickens and don't have health issues. It's up for grabs tonight, baby, and we're here with you. But we're not just going to do election stuff tonight. I got the little TV over here on the phone. If something important happens, breaking news, boom, I'll bring it to you guys. We can discuss it. But we're going to do other stuff. We're going to do other stuff because we've been doing politics for so damn long and COVID for so damn long that thankfully there were other assholes who made news this week. Other bullshit to talk about. So we'll get to the election. We'll get to COVID. But there's other shit. But let's I want to get some predictions.
Well, I just got to say one thing. Basically, we have debated about politics on this show for so many years, and recently about policy. We've gone an hour and a half on policy and this, that, and the other. Right now is pretty much the roulette wheel spinning, the slot machine rolling. You know, it's like whatever we feel on policy, whatever our opinions are, and whoever we're for, it's like everything is spinning right now.
All right, well let's go around the room. Let's get this out of the way. Pip, who do you think will win tonight, and why?
Ooh, well, I'm reluctant to call it because
Pip, nobody's hanging on. Nobody in the government is hanging on your every word. Why? Who do you think is going to win, and why? That's all. No pressure.
I think that Biden will squeak by.
Squeaky Biden.
Because people are unhappy with what's been going on for the last 4 years.
And Joe, what do you think?
I think Trump is gonna have a good showing tonight. The reason why is I think the whole thing is when you go to look for a car. And when you walk into the showroom, you look at the Corvette. Wow, this is nice. You're going in there to buy a Chevy Cavalier or something like that, or whatever, a Chevy Malibu. But you want to go buy the Corvette, and it's like, nice, man, this is great. How much is this Corvette? Oh, it's about 80 grand. Yeah, what are the payments? Man, I'd love to have this. And then when crunch time comes, it's like, I'll take the Malibu. So I think, people, thinking about Biden and this, that, and the other thing. And then when you look at a lot of things going on, that you go, Trump is probably going to be the better guy to get us through everything.
I'm going to go on the record right now and say that I don't feel Joe Biden has ever been compared to a Corvette before, and I don't think Donald Trump would be happy being compared to a Malibu, was it?
Yeah.
I think Biden would be thrilled with that, and I don't think Mr. Trump would be happy with that at all. But okay, so you feel we'll get better gas mileage with Donald Trump and more fuel economy.
When it comes down to it, you can speculate all you want during everything that's been going on, but I think when push comes to shove, I think Trump's going to get it. Now, an interesting thing, and we've all been, I've taken a photo of it, and we've seen it all over, are the lines to vote. Now, I don't know if those lines are for people wanting change or people seeing what a socialist agenda may be like and very concerned about it. So it's very interesting.
Well, I can tell you, Joe, I can tell you with pretty good authority that unless you buy something, you get no change. There's not a vendor that'll just give you change. You got to buy something, mister, unless that's not what you're talking about. All right, I'll buy the pack of gum. Now can I have the quarters for the meter?
No.
Now before I get...
things have been tough, but I didn't think they'd be panhandling on the lines.
Now before I give my predictions, Pip, did you vote?
I did.
And how was the experience? Was it good? Bad?
It was good. I voted today, mm-hmm. and I wanted to pre-vote the other couple of days, but it kept raining, and I saw the lines, and they were going to be outside, and I was like, and I saw the weather for today was good, so I figured I'll go over today, and I posted on Facebook that it took me longer to go through the Dunkin' Donut drive-thru to get my coffee that I was going to hold on the line than it did to vote. I got there, I got online, they called us right in, boom, there's my, they told me, stand here, someone will take you, there was a bunch of people to take us, boom, right over to there, they told me what, I signed in, they told me what district to go to, around the corner, boom, right at the district, they give me my card, I turned around, there's an open place to vote, boom, filled up my ticket, threw the little scanner, I was done before I knew what hit me. It was great.
Voting the way they
were so nice.
Voting the way it ought to be. How about you, Joe? What was your experience?
Basically, it went pretty smooth. It's the first time I voted since I moved out here. So I was just used to the old days. I go down, my neighbor would be working the booth and vote. But I had to find a school, and I found a school. Decent line. I was online probably about maybe 40, almost close to an hour. But very, very well run. They knew what they were doing. They were very well organized. The only critique I had was a couple of the cubicles didn't have a pencil. And you want to know something? For everything, right? Exactly. So, and like I said, if that's the only critique that I had, that's not bad.
So
yeah.
So we voted today. We drove by a couple of times earlier for the early voting, but the early voting is it's people from all over the county. And the lines were long, and there's a lot of people saying they had to wait a couple hours. So I told the wife, I go, listen, not only is it going to just be our town where we vote, but there's different places in the town. People vote in different districts. We'll go day of. It'll be fine. So we went this morning, half hour wait, longest I think I've ever had to wait to vote. Half hour wait. I'm not going to complain about that. People socially distanced. It was nicey-nice. Now, my wife dressed up for the occasion. And I don't mean put on her Sunday best or her Shabbos best. My wife had a costume. Her costume was she was riding a blow-up dinosaur. What are you looking at?
She lost the marbles?
You know... I don't know. A Halloween hangover? I don't know what to tell you. We didn't do anything for Halloween. So it looks like she's riding a dinosaur. She had my old Israel safari hat on. And I must say, a lot of people were enjoying her, you know. And for me, for my part, I played on my phone Was Walk the Dinosaur. I played that as we were standing in line. And I ran commentary. I ran commentary as a, you know, people were laughing. I said, wow, I thought my town was more sensitive than that. How could people be so insensitive laughing at her? I said, all lizards matter. Lizard lives matter. Now, and the people who ran the voting were very nice and everything. They thoroughly enjoyed my my wife. They, you know, they laughed and everything. I told them I was a little, they gave you a little I voted a sticker somewhere. I told them I was disappointed it wasn't scratch and sniff. Now, so you go in the booth, and because my wife has this cumbersome costume on, she's in the booth. The dinosaur head is sticking out. So we had a good time with that. Now my wife went on. So it was a very positive experience. Tim, who we've had on the show a few years ago to talk about elections, was running things. Very nice. Very good people. You know, I try to make them laugh, make them smile. We don't need any fucking poll watchers. We don't need any intimidation one way or the other. Everybody gets online, does their thing. Nicey, nice. The way it should be, America. The way we, like a human being.
But you want to know something? I think the news, I mean, the news looks for a story and just puts that out. I mean, everybody was cordial on the line. I mean, like, we're waiting on line 45 minutes. Everybody was nice. Everybody was cordial.
You got to remember. You got to remember where we live, though. We live in New York. It's not a battleground state. You know, I don't think you have the voter suppression shenanigans in our state that you have in other states. You know, here, and maybe because it's a blue state, it seems like all the shenanigans right now are happening in red states. They want you to vote, which is the way it should be. No matter who's running the state, no matter who's voting. I always say, let the best ideas win. Stop suppressing the vote. Stop gerrymandering. If the Republicans have the best ideas, good. They win. They run the country. If the Democrats have the best ideas, good. They run the country. Enough with the fucking shenanigans. I don't think we experienced that in New York. And, you know, also we probably all voted more white areas, so we're not minority neighborhoods. It seems like a lot of the shenanigans happen in minority neighborhoods, but it was good. So it brings me to something else. So my wife goes on one of these message boards for on Facebook for the town. She gets involved with all that shit, not me. And I guess somebody was complaining because at one of the polling areas, a block away from the polling area, was a black guy by himself, unarmed, standing outside of his car with a sign that says Black Lives Matter. Really? It's a block away. Is that what you're upset about, Karen? Nobody's stopping a Trump 2020 car from pulling up next to him, standing with him. By the way, I don't think Trump 2020 and Black Lives Matters need to be mutually exclusive, by the way. I do believe that you can believe Black Lives Matter and vote for Donald Trump 2020. I think you can do both. I think it's very sad that this has been politicized. But, like, really, out of all the shit that's going on, one black guy parked a block away. And remember, the rule is it has to be 100 feet away. One black guy by himself, Black Lives Matter, parked on the side of the road, and you're fucking posting about that? Kill yourself!
But when I hear stuff like that, no matter what side of the aisle you're on or what you're protesting, that guy... sit there and say Black Lives Matter, have that sign. That is a right that was hard earned. That is a right that was hard earned with blood and sacrifice going through the country. That, you know, to complain about that, that is one of the biggest rights that we have, which actually is, in this gentleman's case, is actually under fire. You have the right to do that. That's a hard one right, that one of the bases that this country was built on. So, when I see signs like that that I don't disagree on, that sign has every right to be...
You mean that you don't agree
that
with?
That sign has not to be touched or that thing, because that's what this is about.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Don't be offensive. Don't be threatening. Don't try to intimidate people. Do your own shit. It's really easy. Do your own shit. Don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
It's really easy.
Do you understand? That's why I get so upset. That gentleman's right to have that sign. Your right to go vote is something that was hard fought in this country, And look, we like cats and dogs over this stuff, but it's an amazing process. Even though we criticize what, but it's an amazing process on how things are done in this country. Mm-hmm. You got to respect them. It's done in a respectful and orderly way. You have every right to put up a sign to say how you feel. That's a given right in this country that was hard fought.
All right, so yeah. Let me give my prediction. We all agree on that. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad we're not fighting off the get-go. Here's my prediction. Now, that being said, 2016 I was wrong, but things are different. Also, 2016, on election night, I wasn't fucking here. I was in the Bahamas working, which was nice. I found out Trump won and I've told the story before, in the other comedian's room because my wife and daughter were sleeping in my room. And it was at that moment that I realized the influence that America has on other countries. The next day when I'm going out and about and people are upset with me about Trump winning, Bahamians, like I had anything to do. Like, why'd you vote Trump? They hate me because I'm the white guy walking around. I'm like, hey, man, I didn't do it. I had nothing to do with it. But that's where I was 4 years ago. And now nobody will take us. Now our passports can't get us anywhere. So that's
right.
So
yeah, I was on Anthony's election show, and it was just watching. And we were, I was in there with Nick DiPaolo and Ant. Tonight it's a mob scene there tonight. It was me, Nick DiPaolo, a couple other people, and we were watching, everything going to Hillary, where Hillary was, and then starting to turn, and we were watching it. Trump, like, my God, So going into tonight, I do feel Trump is going to do well, but anything can.
Now you have said several times you feel landslide. You don't feel.
I still feel that way.
All right. Let me give my prediction now. Joe feels landslide. Pip feels Biden in a squeaker, and if it's a squeaker, that means we got weeks of bullshit ahead of us, unfortunately. That means this country does not get to move forward, which is not good for the country no matter who wins. Yeah, I mean, at some point, this country has to unite. It has to rally around the president on some level. Now, you might not like their policy, but we got to start moving together. My prediction. I predict Joe Biden comfortably, and I have a list of reasons why. Joe Biden comfortably. Now, again, I thought Hillary was going to win last time, too, but I wasn't shocked. I was very upset, but I wasn't shocked because you could already see things moving. So let me go through why. First, you got to keep in mind, Trump won the Electoral College by 77,000 across three states. The blue wall, if you will. Trump broke through the blue wall like an orange Kool-Aid man. He won Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. And he did, and he pulled out Florida too, which is not part of the blue wall. So, but it was not a landslide. It was not huge. It's a win because the Electoral College. And you also have to keep in mind, since 1988, the Republicans have won the popular vote in a presidential election one time. That was in 2004. Now, obviously, we don't do things by popular vote, and we're not going to talk about whether we should or we shouldn't right now. But you do have to understand that a trend. If you keep on losing the popular vote, eventually those people are going to move to different areas of the country, and it's hard to win the Electoral College if you keep on losing the popular vote. So Trump won by 77,000 over three states in 2016. Now, Trump won in large part because he was not Hillary Clinton. That was a big part of it. People looked at it, I don't really like him. I don't really like her. I'm going to go Donald Trump. And that's fine. That's fine. You can vote. The vote counts the same whether you're voting for somebody or against somebody else. This whole thing is, you're just voting against somebody. Yeah, that's what happens, especially when it's incumbents. You also have to remember people were adverse to political dynasties. Hillary was looked at as a political dynasty because her husband, Bill Clinton. Jeb was dispatched easily in the primaries by Donald Trump because his brother and his father, the Bushes, had already been present. So there was something in the air that we did not want political dynasties. You also have to remember Trump and Hillary had both very high unfavorable numbers. The populace did not like either one of them in 2016. Trump was unknown to the vast majority of the populace. Now, Joe Biden has high favorable numbers, over 50%. Trump still has very high unfavorable numbers. I don't know what they are, but very high unfavorable numbers. And Donald Trump, whatever you want to say about him, he really wants you to know what he's thinking all the time, every moment. Donald Trump is no longer an unknown. It is no longer the theory of Donald Trump. All right, well, he's an outsider. He's a deal maker. He's going to do these things. He's going to shake it up. That sounds attractive. I don't want business as usual. Donald Trump is the incumbent now. We've had 4 years of whether you like Trump or don't like Trump. There's not a mystery to Donald Trump. There's the only way it's a mystery is if you've suffered head trauma and been in a coma for 4 years. Everybody else knows what Donald Trump is, which is fine. That's the deal with any incumbent. You know, 4 years as the president, you really shouldn't be a mystery one way or the other. You know, Obama was the incumbent. He wasn't a mystery. George W. Bush was the incumbent. Wasn't a mystery. That's just the way it goes. But I do think if Biden wins, it will be in large part because he was not Donald Trump. I feel like the enthusiasm for the liberals has been since the day after the election last year, and we've seen that. And I think liberals like Joe Biden fine, but I think their real passion is we don't like fucking Donald Trump. I'm being completely honest with it. And like I said, the vote counts either way. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make it illegitimate. It's not a bad reason to vote. It's just the way it is. Donald Trump got into the office in large part by that. He might get voted. He might get voted out in large part because of that. In 2016, social media was allowing anything and everything to be published and not verified. Remember Pizzagate, where Hillary was part of a pedophile ring out of the back room of a Washington, D.C. pizza parlor? I don't think anybody here believed that nonsense, but people don't fact check. Now social media is doing a better job. It's not censorism. They just don't want bullshit on their platform. That's okay. If I post something that Donald Trump has three tits and he sodomizes 6-year-old Vietnamese girls and I post it as fact, you know what? Twitter and Facebook should say, nay, we're deleting that post. Because it's just me fucking spouting off nonsense. I shouldn't have the right to affect how people vote. Because of nonsense unchecked. We've seen how that plays out. Now nobody trusts anything. So I don't have a problem with this. It's their platform. If you want to have a platform where anything goes, there's Parler. There's Reddit. You can do that shit over there. Facebook and Twitter have said, we want to change things up a little. It doesn't mean the next election it's going to be this way. Might be different. We don't know how it is. But they are attacking the election differently. And I think that makes a difference. Now, the popular thing to say is the polls were wrong. Nay. By 2016, especially in the past 10 days, Donald Trump had closed the polls, especially in the battleground states like Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Florida. They were all within the margin of error. They might have had Hillary on top by a half point or a point, but they were within the margin of error. That being said, the narrative is the polls were incorrect. Now listen, not for nothing. If you're running one of these polling firms, you can't afford to shit the bed two presidential elections in a row. I think they looked internally, go, all right, this is what we missed. This is what we have to improve on. We need to target these people. Need to ask less of these people. I think they all have a vested interest in being far more accurate than they did in 2016. Also, Donald Trump outperformed the polls in 2016. So what some places have done is say, if Donald Trump outperforms the polls in 2020, the way he did in 2016 by the same margin, he would still lose. So I'm more inclined to think that the polls were on point. Of course, I thought the polls were on point, and they were last time. It just didn't work out that way.
Right.
Trump's gambit was to present Joe Biden as not fit. Now, his base believes it, but his base will pretty much believe, for the most part, whatever President Trump says. They weren't going to vote for Biden anyway. You know, no matter what, Donald Trump could have presented him as a Mensa, but still vote for me, Donald Trump. It doesn't matter. Donald Trump's base was going to vote for Donald Trump, which is fine. The thing is, the country, and again, this isn't people like us who pay attention all the time. The country started to pay attention to the election. Joe Biden, we'll say with the debates. This is where everybody got to see the two of them on the first debate. So Donald Trump has set the bar so low for Joe Biden that he's a bumbling, stumbling fool. He's a moron, this, that, the other. Donald Trump set that bar for Joe Biden. We all agreed on that first debate. It was Donald Trump that shit the bed. Joe Biden was fine. He was fine. Donald Trump, his tactics, he shit the bed. Then the second debate, and listen, incumbents often shit the bed on the first debate. Mitt Romney beat Barack Obama on that first debate. Mitt Romney was much sharper in the first debate.
You went outside, yeah, and you know, it's funny about that first debate. It's amazing how you could change, because on that first debate, Romney manhandled Obama.
Yep.
And you're watching that, and you're like, wow. And then Obama, you know, fair is fair. Obama came back very strong in that second debate.
Yeah, because you know what?
I don't even remember those.
These guys are rusty.
Oh,
they're not challenged.
That, yeah.
So, but yeah, you come back on the second debate. Now what happened? What happened on the second debate? Donald Trump got COVID. The election committee said, you know what? We're going to do this remotely, like we're doing this show. And Donald Trump said no. So he lost that opportunity. So the third debate became the second debate. And let's call it a push. They both did fine. I'm sure you can nitpick at either one. Donald Trump did this. Joe Biden did this. The fracking gaffe. Trump was lying. Whatever. I don't think anybody really changed their mind on the third debate. Both of them were fine. So you have the first debate, which Trump shit the bed. You have the third debate, which was the second debate, which we'll call a push. The final thing where I think everybody got to look at these two candidates was 60 Minutes. That's a big deal for a lot of people. 60-minute interview. So you had Leslie Stahl interview, and I was texting with Joe. He didn't get back to me the night that these interviews were happening. You had Leslie Stahl interviewing Donald Trump and Mike Pence, and you had Nora O'Donnell interviewing Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And Donald Trump, she's like, I'm going to ask you tough questions. He's like, I don't want that. He was combative. He was lying. He would lie, outright lie, and then they would show a video clip, and then he walked off like a bitch. That's the way it happened. And Mike Pence went in there and had to clean up this mess, and Mike Pence did a good job. I'll be honest. Walking in after that, you know, Mike Pence is Mike Pence, but he actually answered some questions that time. He had to come in after the boss just walks off. Mike Pence did a good job. So then you have, how's Joe Biden going to do? And I got to tell you, Nora O'Donnell asked Joe Biden the type of questions that Joe asked me about Joe Biden. You going to be a socialist? You this? You that? Are you going to get controlled by the far left? Things Joe has asked me several times. Nora O'Donnell asked that to Joe Biden. No softball with that shit. That's uncomfortable right there. Joe Biden knocked it out of the park. If you're being objective, Joe Biden knocked it out of the park. Now, Joe, you weren't here last week. I criticized Kamala Harris, and then the liberals went after me, and I had to rip my fangs into the fucking liberals.
What did you criticize her about?
I'm sorry.
You know what, Dev? And I did get the text. It was the past couple of weeks, just with gigs and running around, I didn't have a chance to really sit with it. But I just couldn't sit with it. Your critique on Kamala Harris?
I think what happened was, I think she was asked like the question about socialism. It was something like that, and she just gave a laugh. She answered the question eventually, but she gave a laugh. And I was watching with my wife, and my wife likes Kamala and Joe Biden. My wife had a negative reaction, and I had a negative reaction. Now's not the time for laughter. You're on the 60 Minutes interview. No matter how ridiculous you think the question is, you go, listen, if you think the question's ridiculous, you go, listen, I think the question is ridiculous, and here is why. Because if you just laugh, you're being dismissive of all the people that honestly think that. And there's a lot of people who think that. So I posted that on a liberal comedian's page. And oh my God, I got called a racist and a misogynist. I'm like, are you fucking people kidding?
Wow, I find that interesting. Now, on that point is, you know, Joe Biden can say that he is not going to be led by the far left and will hold a hard line on that. My whole thing is that you're worried because Biden is, I believe, going to be 80 or in his 80s.
He's 78 right now, I believe.
78 years old. So the job is very taxing, and there could be a situation where Harris is just a heartbeat away from the president.
Sure.
And true.
I feel that when she gets in, it's going to be an open door for the far left. But in another way, like, take Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi, I look at, like, Saddam Hussein, where you
really
Saddam Hussein.
Wait, hold on. We have to stop that right there. We went to war with Saddam Hussein twice. You look at Nancy Pelosi as Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, because you don't like her, she's ruthless. You can't stand her, but she keeps the place in check. You know?
Yeah, but I don't think Pelosi gassed her people, Joe. I mean, let's be fair.
For what I'm saying is somebody that I don't like,
okay,
but she keeps the far
left. You respect her. Yeah. You don't like her, you respect her.
Because she keeps the far. She keeps your AOCs in check, you know?
My point was this. whether you like the answers that Biden and Harris gave. She was asked the tough questions, and I just said laughing at it is not the way to handle it. It comes off wrong. It turns people. So for that, I'm not going to rehash it. But I get shit from people on all sides, which is fine. Which is fine because I'm an independent thinker and everything. It's very clear on this show who I like and everything. But Obama's my favorite president of my lifetime. There were times when I called him on the carpet when I didn't agree. And I argue to him. I go, if you really love something or like something, you have to hold them to a higher standard. And that's been Donald Trump's downfall. One of the downfalls, in my opinion. The people in his party, the cabinet around him, don't hold him to a high standard. If you call them, go and go, listen, Mr. President, we disagree with you on this. This is against conservative policy. Here's why, and the party's against him. Then you know what? He has to recalibrate. And maybe you get something a little bit more online with what the party used to stand for. But they didn't do that. Listen, if Joe Biden wins and Kamala Harris is the vice president and they do things I disagree with, I'll call them on the carpet. I'm not afraid of that. But anyway, I sunk my fangs into the liberals last week. But anyway, my point for this was that when America got to see the two candidates... Trump shit his bed 2 out of 3 times, and the other time he didn't want to do it. So Trump hurt himself. Again, I'm not talking to the people like us who watch the cable news channels, this, that, the other thing. Most of America isn't tuned in like we are. Donald Trump really missed an opportunity with that 60 Minutes interview. Leslie Stahl wasn't being unfair. You know, I thought she was being a little lenient, but she's not going to let him lie and everything. And he didn't like that. And right from the get-go, I don't want to answer tough questions. Well, then get the fuck out, stupid. If you don't want to...
Well, the two key things there, which is a double-edged sword, he might have been saying, you know, his whole thing was, well, how the media is unfair to me, and I'm not going to sit for that, which would play to his base. But basically, the whole thing since the whole campaign has been... You have your base. You're going to have your base going along.
Yes.
Your chase is the undecided. So on that one, and like I said, I mean, God knows he shoots himself in the foot a lot. And that was kind of, shooting himself in the foot, because the whole thing is, well, I'm playing in my base. You have your base. It's going in undecided, and every state. I was listening to Alex Christianos this morning on WOR. And I love listening to him in the morning, because a lot of it I think about what he says and I kind of bring to our show at night. And, he said it was like March Madness. I mean, he's got to go in and he's got to win every key state. There can't be any room for error.
Correct.
So, with everything being said, I mean, I see an excitement with Trump that I don't see with Biden,
sure,
with the base. So basically, like I said, with everything we're saying, and we all have our points, very good points.
I got more.
Right, but right now the roulette wheel is going.
Absolutely,
going around the roulette wheel.
These are just my predictions. Let me go on. Healthcare. People know Donald Trump has no plan for health care. They know it. He's been promising it's going to come since before he was elected president the first time. Now, not as many people know that he's actively trying to take it away, but they know he doesn't have a health care plan, to the point where Joe has even said he has no health care plan. And he was asked, and Leslie Stahl pushed him on it. Pushed him on it, because Joe had been asking me, when's the media going to hold him up? I texted Joe. I go, Leslie Stahl is trying to do that right now. You would have been happy with that. Climate
now, let me. I hate to interrupt you. And it was also interesting. So we're critiquing, and I brought this up 2 weeks ago at the vice presidential debate. They brought up the health care, and it was funny that the I forgot who the moderator was.
She Kristen Welker.
Question, because that question never got answered.
Yes.
The president is thinking this is going to stay. They're going to work on it. Yes. I believe the Republicans shit the bed, because what happened the first time around is, they're screaming, oh, we're going to have our own health care plan. We have our own health care plan. It's going to be great. But he sold Trump on it. I don't think the Republicans ever thought he was going to win. So they're like, well, where's the plan? It's like, oh, fuck.
But here's the problem with that.
Yeah.
Here's the problem with that. We've had the Affordable Care Act for 10 years. And Donald Trump has been president for almost 4 years. Somebody should come up with something. All right, let's move on.
Well, here's the deal. How he should have attacked. Like, if I was president... Basically, if I was called on the carpet about that, I would say it's going to take time, because basically there's a lot of intricacies with this redundancy in the billing, the pharmaceuticals, the what you're getting billed for. I mean, I do a joke in my act that I want everything in the hospital to have a fucking price tag on it to see what you're paying.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah,
It's a very intricate thing with a lot of ways to go. Now, with that being said, say that.
Yeah,
well, I don't understand.
Well, Joe,
we're working on it.
But this guy said it's so easy. We're all going to have bigger, beautiful health care. It's going to be cheaper. He doesn't think intricacies. He thinks platitudes and bullshit. He doesn't know. They've had it for 4 years. You want to take something away? Well, you better have something else ready to go. They got nothing. All right, let's move on. But I think people know that he doesn't have a health care plan. I think people know that.
Right.
Climate change. They know California's burning. They know hurricanes are more severe. They know the plains are having generational floods more often. And they know Trump has no plan and denies it. People know this stuff. As opposed to going, you know, here's my plan. Here's what I think. He doesn't do that. He says windmills cause cancer. Your average American hears that goes, what? What, Don Quixote? Okay. Farmers.
But the only con on that is then you look over to Biden and Harris, who have the Green New Deal. Now, it's not it doesn't seem as going to be radical as AOC was saying. However, there are a lot of steps that are going to add a lot of money to construction and trying to phase out the fossil fuels where, you know, we're not, you know, you start to do that in increments. But, however, the gas has been the cheapest it's ever been, which helps the economy, you know. So there's a lot of
but Joe,
where, plus they want to have buildings that use a special glass. It's going to add an extraordinary amount of money to
Joe,
construction, which is going to be a problem.
The counter to Biden's plan is not we have no problem and we have nothing planned. That's not the counter. If you are concerned about the things which you bring up, which is fine, that's fair enough, that's fine. You need to have a counter plan. He's got no plan. People know that. It was fine when you were running as the outsider and had no experience. That's the difference with being in the incumbent now. It's a whole different ball game. And he doesn't get... This is all the reasons why I think Biden's going to win. Again, I might be absolutely wrong, but I put a lot of thought into this. Farmers. Now, I think Donald Trump is still going to get the vast majority of farmers. Don't get me wrong. But I think he might lose some, and if it's a close state in the Midwest, it could affect him. Why do I think he might lose some? Because the suicide rate for farmers has been at an all-time high. Why has the suicide rate been at an all-time high? I'll tell you. Because farmers are prideful, and because of the trade wars we've gotten into, they can't sell their crops anymore, and they're on subsidies. Now, do I think farmers are going to go for Biden? No. But I think some will, more than went for Hillary, because these are prideful people. They know they can't make ends meet, and they know they're hurting. And Donald Trump promised them shit. So when you get promised stuff, and it doesn't happen, you go, well, this isn't working. I'm going to try something else. It's just human nature. Now, the something else might not be as good. We don't know. We'll see. I'm sure Biden has a plan for it. I'm just not familiar with it. Or maybe he doesn't have a plan. Go to his website.
I don't know what's happening. But that was going on so they can get better trade deals. I think that Biden is going to sell this country away. And I don't think he's going to be as aggressive on trade deals as Trump has been.
All right. Well, we'll see. That's your opinion. We'll see. We'll see.
Ball spinning around the roulette wheel right now.
Impeachment/Russian hoax, and I'm saying that with quotes. Again, this is for the people that are not tuned in every day watching. It was if they thought it was BS and it turned them off to Democrats, it could sway votes. And I think that happened. I think some people got swayed because of that. Some people who aren't tuned in with it and know a lot of the stuff that I know because I'm paying attention to the indictments, who's going to jail, what was found, this, that, the other. If they just go, oh, he was impeached and nothing happened, it was a bunch of BS, they've been after this guy, I'm going to punish the Democrats for it, and there was a lot of votes for that. Unfortunately for Trump, that should happen in January, the beginning of the year. This country has gone through so much since then, I don't think it's going to resonate with as many people. I don't think it's going to have the weight and the gravitas that it would have. Again, this is just my opinion, but listen, the base is going to talk about, again, the quote, Russian hoax, the impeachment, the witch hunt. But the average person, they've probably moved on from that because so much has happened. And I think the biggest thing, COVID-19. And again, remember in April, I laid out how Donald Trump could use this to his advantage and he would win in a landslide. Remember, I said, listen, I want him to do these things. I'm not happy that he would win, but it would be so undeniable if he led us through this tough time. you know, people who have, you know, go, all right, you got to give Trump another shot. America had its back against the wall, and Donald Trump led us through. And that's fair. That's fair. When you have a generational obstacle like COVID-19's been, and you're the guy that gets us through this successfully, you know what? You kind of deserve another shot. With everything else, when push came to shove, you fucking led us through it. And nobody would deny that. I laid it out there for them. Americans, for the most part, they know that COVID-19 is real. They are looking at these rallies. Again, this is not for the base. They are looking at these rallies, and they are taking precautions themselves. They know what is not allowed to happen in their communities, in their lives. They know people who have lost people, who have been very sick with people. And they're looking at these rallies and going, well, this is just irresponsible. They're looking at Donald Trump and go, that motherfucker can't keep himself safe. He got COVID-19 himself. And then the staff got COVID-19. And then there was an outbreak like a week ago with Mike Pence's staff. And then his closing argument is, I'm going to fire Fauci. You're going to fire Fauci? If you look at the trust things, people trust Fauci way more than they trust Donald Trump. Again, this is not for the base. This is for the people that are just just tuning in, go, this doesn't make sense. Why are there 10,000 people standing shoulder to shoulder without masks at this rally when I'm afraid to go to the supermarket? I can't go to a wedding.
And then you also have the people that are going, I'm losing my business. I know some people have committed suicide. The recovery rate is like in the 99th percentile. And I'm losing my mortgage, I'm losing my business, and instead of having a candidate that's going, we're going into a winter of darkness, you have somebody that's trying to, you know, keep the country going, trying to keep the economy going through this.
Right, but the people who own these businesses know. Like, if you own a restaurant, even if you were allowed 100% capacity in enough of these areas, people aren't going to come out if they're scared. I've been saying it since day one. Whatever you think the best way to do it is.
But the thing is, as people that run these businesses, they're entrepreneurs. They're people that take risks. They don't want a handout. They want a chance to try to get things going.
Yes, they do. Listen, this is all the reasons why I think it could sway Biden's way. There are definitely people that think the way you do, Joe. Absolutely there are.
Well, and I just want to stop at that because basically there's two contingents. And like I said, it's not a debate. It's just it is what it is. Where the roulette, and the ball's going around the roulette wheel right now. You know, the results are going to start coming in soon. Where you have that two prep, where we're not doing enough shutting down, or we need to get our businesses going. Balls in the air on that. You know?
Donald Trump has won Indiana. Not really surprised there, but Donald Trump won Indiana. Okay, nothing really to discuss there. Wasn't a battleground state. It's Mike Pence is from that state. You would expect him to win Indiana. Went his way last time. Goes his way this time. So he's on the board. Okay. Hunter's laptop. Donald Trump is in debates, babbling on about this laptop. Nobody gives a shit. It never caught on. It was just a Fox News thing. The latest thing is Tucker Carlson said, I have some damning documents, but they got lost in the mail. Really? Did Sean Hannity eat the healthcare plan?
I don't think he got lost in the mail. I think UPS lost.
Yeah, but then they found it. But then they found it, and we still haven't.
Good. We got them back, yeah.
But we still haven't seen it. It is so bad that Ted Cruz goes, I don't think anybody's changing their vote on Hunter Biden's laptop. It's true. This is what they're hanging their hat on. It's such a losing argument.
But you want to know something? You want to know something on that whole thing? Fine. You know, I mean, with every shenanigan that the Democrats have pulled, I mean, and like I said, obviously this is a stunt too. It could be true, but nonetheless, it's a stunt. But every stunt that the Democrats have pulled, I mean, it's, you know.
But Joe, let's say it is all a stunt for the sake of this argument. Joe Biden is not closing on Russia and impeachment. Donald Trump is closing on Hunter Biden's laptop. There's the difference. I'm just talking about a strategy standpoint. It's a losing closer. To hang your hat on this, it's a loser. Joe Biden's not giving these speeches. Barack Obama's not vouching for him. Go, and he was impeached, and he's in cahoots with Putin. You're not hearing that. Because it's not a winning argument right now. He's talking about COVID-19. That's what's on everybody's mind. And Donald Trump's like, COVID-19? You got to see what's on Hunter Biden's laptop. Nobody gives a shit. Adult in the room. for the years, for years, as long as I can remember, the GOP, every time the argument was, you have to vote for us, we're the adult in the room. Okay. Listen, whether you love Trump or hate Trump, nobody's going to accuse Donald Trump with being the adult in the room. Let's be honest about this shit. Even if the room is romper room, they're going to go, he should probably hang out with Doobie and Wiggly Will. He can't watch over everybody. Nobody thinks Donald Trump is the adult in the room.
And as you being on romper room at one time, you know, you're the expert out of the three of us.
Yes.
You know what? Maybe I don't belong on a political punditry show, but a romper room punditry show, I'm your guy. Violence in the street. Again, this is for the people that are not plugged in. They know their problems. The Democratic cities argument might ring true for them. That's the argument that the right makes. The Democratic cities. Okay. Let's say that's true. Here's also the reality of it. The Democratic cities aren't going anywhere. This has happened on Donald Trump's watch. What are you going to do about it? You're not doing anything about it. It's just escalating. Nobody looks at Donald Trump as a peacemaker. They look at him as an arsonist. And the whole law and order gambit has, and at least in polls, has not played out for him. So it's not like Donald Trump said, all right, we got a problem here. And this is what I've been advocating. I hope Biden does this.
And you have the Democratic leadership fighting him all the way in those cities.
But what I'm saying is, you're Donald Trump, you're the deal maker. The move, if that was reality, what you've sold people on, the move is you call the governors in, you call the mayors in, you call the police in, you call the Black Lives Matter leaders in, you get the community leaders, you get everybody at the table, you make a big spectacle of it. You're Donald Trump, you're making a big spectacle of it. You're getting all these people in, we're coming to the table. How can we work this out? The way we are going cannot go on. We need to reach some type of conclusion. Now, you're Donald Trump, you're still going to side with the police more often than not. But at least you're bringing everybody to the table. It looks like you're trying to do something. It looks like you're listening.
But you still have the Democratic leadership in those cities telling them to mind his own...
Joe, I'm talking about the people that are not plugged in. I'm not talking about the people that are watching Fox News or CNN, this, that, the other thing. They are just seeing violence in the streets. Let's say the Democratic argument has seeped into their brain. They still know there's violence in the streets, and they still know who the president is. That's what I'm saying. If they haven't figured it out now, they're not nuanced about it. They're just looking at things in black and white. That's what I'm saying right now. I don't want to have the policy argument, you and me, because it's not. That is irrelevant to why I'm thinking it'll swing Biden, because they're not thinking this way. They're not thinking through all the steps that you or I might on any given day. They are just looking at things in big, broad strokes, because that's all I can assume where if, you know, the week of the election, you haven't decided at this point. You clearly are not paying attention if you don't know if you want Trump or Biden. You're looking at things in big, broad strokes. And again, I'm not saying this is the way they should look at it. I'm just hazarding a guess on how they are probably looking at the world around them and how they are shaping their votes. The military. This is a new development here. I'm not talking about the things Trump allegedly said about the military. The military families know that Donald Trump is trying to discount mail-in votes. So you have military personnel abroad defending this nation, and the president is trying to discount their votes. Now, it might not be a large number, but if this is narrow victory, you have their families at home going, fuck that. My husband, my wife is defending this country and wherever it is, and you don't want him or her to have their say? That's going to rub them the wrong way. Again, this might not be big numbers, but if it's a close race, the way Pip and Joe think it might be, if it's a close race, all these things matter. All these things, you're not having, I mean, now listen, the military families probably have more of a philosophical and policy debate than the average person who hasn't decided. But I'm just saying, I think it rubs military families the wrong way that they're trying to discount the votes. Now, remember in 2000, when the GOP was trying to get Florida, they made damn well sure that those military votes counted, as they should have. As they should have. You always want to votes to count. You never go wrong. You always have the high ground if you're for more legal votes. Always, even if you lose the battle, you win the war, so to speak. All right.
Yeah.
Racism. Again, Trump, I'm not arguing whether he is or he isn't. I've made that argument. Trump is viewed as an arsonist, not a healer. America wants healing after 4 years of this. That's what it is. I'm not arguing with you, Joe, whether he is or he isn't, whose fault it is. I just think that perception is out there. Exhaustion. And I've been arguing this for years. People are tired of Trump. He's all-encompassing by design. That is the Donald Trump businessman. They're ready for the noisy neighbor who parties all night and is always causing a ruckus and the bathtub leaks into the living room. They're ready for the noisy neighbor to move out. They want quiet. And I think that's going to be a big part of it. Nobody thinks Joe Biden's going to be fucking tweeting all the time. He might be taking a nap. He might be working. I don't know what he's going to be doing.
Tweeting. The only tweeting he'll be doing is if he's got a bird on a fucking branch outside the Oval Office.
Yes! Sign me up! Every 2 weeks I see Joe Biden taking a stroll with the birds. I'm perfectly fucking happy with that.
Let me ask him, why didn't you tweet? He was like, I can't even fucking fly.
Good, good. Well, he'll have Air Force One. He doesn't have to flap his wings from the Truman balcony. That's fucking fine. I just think America's tired. Again, these are my thoughts of why it could go for Biden.
Right.
Yeah, the fatigue.
Yes.
True.
The economy. Now the argument for Trump, and I'm not going to say whether I agree with it or not agree with it, is...
Oh, you finally seen the light. Good. Nah. It took you a while.
Here, the economy. So let's say they gave Donald Trump credit for the jobs these past years. That's fine. I'm not going to have that argument right now. Donald Trump got that credit. They know the economy's in the shitter right now, and they know we haven't heard a plan. It's going to be bigger. It's going to be better. We're going to come back. There's no plan. They know they're not working, and they know there's no plan. And then it piggybacks on this. In 2015/2016, Donald Trump ran as a populist, ran on Main Street, labeled Hillary Clinton as the Goldman Sachs candidate. She's going to have all these people from Goldman Sachs. It was a brilliant move by him. I didn't buy it because I know who this guy is. But people who aren't paying attention go, well, good, he's going to be for us. Great. What's he running on now? He's running on the stock market now. Half of America doesn't own stocks. He's moved away from the populist, and now he's just like every other fucking every other Republican, every other carpetbagger. He took away one of the strongest arguments.
A lot of people have 401ks.
Joe, half of America does not own stocks. Listen, I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm not making the judgment. I'm just saying in 2016 he labeled her as Wall Street's darling. Now, whenever he's talking about the economy, he's talking about stocks. It's always stocks. And I'm telling you, that's not the message that got him elected. He was smart. They had a better strategy than they do now. That's all I'm telling you. I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
But still, he's going to be better to get the economy going than Biden is. Because
I don't want to get into that, but that's not what Wall Street and Moody's and all those say. But I'm not going to get into it. I'm trying to give you the opinion, the reason why a close race could tip to Biden. I'm trying to give you factual things. You know I don't like the guy, but I'm not trying to give you that view. I'm trying to show you fuck-ups. Because ultimately, it comes down to a bad campaign. Ultimately, it comes down to a very bad campaign. And that's not the people around him. That's all Donald Trump. So I'm almost done here. Trump has not run on his accomplishments. You know, and that drives the GOP crazy. There are things that you and I could argue about, you know, what he accomplished, didn't accomplish, this, that, the other. We could have that argument. Donald Trump does not run on his accomplishments. If I was Donald Trump and anybody else who was running as an incumbent, listen, in the first 4 years we did all things my administration do. He's not running on that. He's running on grievances. He's running on the media doesn't like me. And I don't like this movie star. And why is everybody mean to me? And I have it sort of, nobody fucking cares. America is hurting.
That's what you get, you know. And I agree with that. He, you know, it sometimes he could be a bit, you know, a lot of times he could be a baby. And like I said, during a lot of the press conferences during the COVID and stuff like that, he could handle. Like I said, during the press conference, let me get in an argument with the press. Just go, all right, Vice President Pence and Dr. Fauci will be handling the questions. I have to move on and take care of something. Like I said, it was one of those press conferences. I'm like, get a fucking hamburger with a fucking string, throw it out there, have the motherfucker go for it, and get up behind that door. So it's not true. No, it's a very fair critique.
My point of this is not to air my grievances with Donald Trump. We've had enough of that over 4 years. My point of this is to say, if it's a close race like the actually, Joe doesn't think it's a close race, so I stand. Pip thinks it's a close race. A lot of people think it could be a close race. I'm just giving you reasons why it could tip for Biden. The fact that he's not running on his accomplishments is a big fucking mistake.
From this show to CNN to Ann's show on right now to Fox News, basically the everything has been based on the undecided.
Right.
Because everybody's in their camp. You know, if you're in your camp, you're in your camp.
Yes.
You're not moving out of your camp.
Okay, let me go on.
Undecided.
Let me go on.
Every conversation has been on the undecided. So, yeah, and like I said, that ball is spinning around the roulette wheel, you know?
All right. In 2016, you had third and fourth party candidates who took away some steam from Trump and Hillary. You had a Libertarian and a Green Party candidate, and it was a very close election. You don't have that this year. So those people are going to have to go somewhere. I think, you know, if you look at the Democrats always winning the popular vote and the way things are trending and, you know, the other things that I've brought that are Trump's weaknesses on the campaign he's running, I think that benefits Biden because you don't have people to. I mean, listen, I don't think there's a Green Party candidate, but there's a Libertarian Party candidate, Joe Jurgensen. Joe Jurgensen has not made the traction that Gary Johnson did. You haven't really heard about them. And I can't remember the Green Party candidate from last year, but she took away votes from Hillary in some places because so many liberals were fucking turned off. They're like, well, fuck you. It doesn't matter. I'm going to vote for the Green Party. You don't have it this year. You have column A, column B, and column...
Said, with the I've always liked the Libertarians, and I've always followed their platform until they want to put the White House on fucking Jupiter. Then, you know, I'm done.
So anyway, you have column A, you have column B, and you have column Kanye. Those are your choices this year.
Oh, God.
Overconfidence. I saw this in 2016. The Hillary fans were so overconfident that they didn't come out to vote. The voter turnout was way down. Hillary's got this. We got in a landslide. What do I hear? What have I been hearing from Trump fans, Joe included, and all my Trump fans? Donald Trump is going to win in a landslide. Well, you know what? If you don't think shit is urgent, you just might stay home. The Democrats are not fucking playing games this time. Every Democrat's hair has been on fire since Donald Trump won the election.
But I don't see them. How come you don't see them in the Biden rallies? How come, like,
because they're doing a different type of rally, Joe. There's a limited amount of people. They're doing a different type of rally. Listen, Trump had thousands of people last time. He still lost the popular vote by 3 million people, and he won by 77,000 votes over three states. If you want to tell me Trump fans are more enthusiastic, I might give you that. I'll give you this.
Can we stop right there? Because I'm curious about something. You don't see. There's an enthusiasm about Trump that you don't see the Democrats having about Biden.
Correct. But
that's interesting.
But the enthusiasm is because it's all about one man to get fucking Trump out. It's either so you got one party that one side that loves Trump, but they're very confident. And then you have the other side that hates Trump and has PTSD from 2016. So you know their ass is motivated. Listen, the Democrats weren't motivated. What's the worst that could happen, they said, with Donald Trump? We'll stay home. Well, now they got a taste of it, and they don't like that shit at all. I see an overconfidence in the Trump supporters. That's why when you, the first time you said it, and I got friends that say, Trump's going to win in a landslide. And what did I say? I didn't argue with you. I just said, I'm glad you feel that way. Time and again. Because I know. I saw the Hillary fans overconfident. I wasn't overconfident. I was out of the country. I still voted. I had a mail-in ballot. I wasn't overconfident. I knew there was a possibility Trump could win, and I didn't want that to happen. Trump.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. You feel this is decided tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I feel like Biden will pick off North Carolina. I feel like he'll pick off a couple states that Trump needs. That being said, and then we're jumping ahead a little bit, what scares me is what Donald Trump will pull. Listen, if he wins legitimately, fine, man. He's president. I'm good with it. I'm fine with it. I mean, I'm not happy about it, but he's fine. The worst thing, he's trying to discount votes. He's got people in courts. He's trying to stop counts. It's not good for the country, and this guy does not care about the country. And I've said this in other places. Every other candidate and president we've had before, whether you liked them or you hated them, whether they were liberal or conservative, they always, when push came to shove, they always put the country and the people first. This guy doesn't do that. That's why I'm scared. But I think...
Bob, don't forget how long it dragged in 2000 with Gore and Bush.
It did. It did. And listen, the Democrats are very upset with how that turned out. But you know what? When push came, Al Gore conceded. He could have kept it going. He could have kept more challenges. But at the end of the day, Al Gore said, you know what? And you heard it in the concession speech. We have to rally around. You know, we're one country. This, that. That's what everybody has always done. If Donald Trump loses, he can't because he has told his people the only way he can lose is if it's rigged. Nay, nay. You can lose because you've never been popular and you've never tried to unite the country. That's how you can lose. All right, let me go on. But I do hope it's over tonight for the country, one way or the other. Either way, I don't want this dragging on forever because we got to move on. Enough. You know, either Trump's the president or Biden's the president. Now, that doesn't mean that if it goes on for weeks, it's illegitimate. You're just asking me what I want and what I think. I think it ends tonight.
Yeah, because that's the key. I wanted to answer because basically, you know, that's been the key question. A lot of people don't think it's going to end tonight. I hope it ends tonight. Just to move everything along. You know, because basically, there's been a lot of between the COVID and the election. There's been a lot of uncertainty. So now, with the election gets decided tonight, win, lose, or draw, we know we can move on to the next. You know, move on to the next thing as a country.
Right now, Florida is very tight. It's 49.7 for Trump, 49.4 for Biden. Let's fucking Florida being Florida. But
key state, very important.
All right, early votes for Virginia. Now, this isn't going to hold. 65.4 for Trump, 32.9 for Biden. I don't expect that to happen. I'm just looking over what some of the early things. Okay.
Right.
Listen, if Trump picks off Virginia, then everybody was fucking wrong, and it could be the landslide Trump fans have been saying. Who the fuck knows? But it's very early right now. The silent vote. Trump fans like to say they have voters. Trump fans like to say there are voters that won't admit that they vote for Donald Trump. Which, if you can't admit who you're voting for, kind of tells me what you think of the person. That being said, I don't think the silent vote is there. I think the silent vote is Republicans that are voting Biden. And Kevin Israel, who was our guest on the show last week, who used to work in the Republican Party and help Republicans get elected, said as much. He said, I think there's a good amount of Republicans that are going to vote Joe Biden. I think that's this year's silent vote. And Donald Trump can't afford that to be a large number. And you got to remember the Lincoln Project has been working to turn them, and other groups have been working to turn Republicans away from Donald Trump. I think that's where the silent vote can be. The Trump caravans. Listen, here's the deal with the caravan. I don't care what the fuck you're doing. I just saw the first one in our town this past week. They're very loud. I don't like the honking of the horns. If you drove past my house with it, I'd be pissed off. That being said, whoever you like, Donald Trump or Joe Biden, or neither one, nobody's ever been stuck in traffic or seen somebody driving like an asshole and go, you know what, not for nothing, I support that. No, you're just fucking pissing people off. They shut down the Cuomo Bridge. They shut down the parkway. You know, they're driving like assholes in Texas. No, if somebody's undecided and they witness that, they go, fuck you. Because we've all been stuck in traffic, Joe. You know what you think when you're stuck in traffic? Somebody better be hurt really badly. You never think, well, I'm sure this is a good cause. I'm happy to be sitting here. I got to piss. I'm running late. Nobody likes being stuck in traffic. If you want to drive around and blare your horns, be my guest. But don't be an asshole. Don't stop traffic. Nobody likes traffic. It's a losing message.
You know what, though? It should beat Black Lives Matter march or a Antifa march. You know, everybody's coming down on that. You know, at least there's no destruction.
Yeah, but one is a march, which is a protest, and one is people driving around and stopping the fucking turnpike. So let's go.
Then one is people in burning and looting. Another one is.
All right, I'm not getting into the whole burning.
Don't disagree with. There's a riot.
I'm not getting into the whole burning and looting thing and what Biden said and who's doing it. That's not the point of this discussion. And my final reason that I think Trump might lose and will lose this time: not enough Chachi. 2016, Donald Trump brought Chachi. No Chachi this year. How do you have a convention at the White House and not have Chachi? I don't understand it. I think
he's too busy. He's too busy arguing with the rest of the Happy Days crew.
Listen,
on voting.
I think historians will look back and go, that was the Achilles heel for Trump 2020. There was no Chachi. We all.
Uh-oh. I think my camera just died.
It did. It had enough of us. All right.
There you are. Hi.
Now here's the thing. I think, and then we'll take our break. I gotta cue up the music. Here is the thing, though. If Trump loses, I think we got 4 years of this motherfucker teasing whether he's running in 2024. You know he's not going away. He's not going anywhere. He's gonna stick around like garlic after you eat a garlic knot in the back of your fucking throat. I ate that shit yesterday. Why do I still taste it? Donald Trump is your garlic knot, people. He's not going anywhere. We're gonna have 4 years of will he or won't he? And the Republicans are gonna, if that's the case, he's gotta run in a primary. So that'll be very interesting. What do you guys think about that? Do you think Donald Trump, you know, waddles off into the sunset if he loses, or do you think we get the tease for the next 4 years?
I think he'll waddle off into the sunset.
Really?
And to tell you the truth, I don't think, and as a Trump supporter, I don't think I would be for 4 more years, because basically you're changing the term limits, and I really am not for voting for the term limits.
No, he's allowed to do that. No. I'm saying if he loses, so you get Biden for 4 years, Biden wins this, and Donald Trump is legally allowed to run again. So he's not violating anything.
No, he's not. He's not. No, I'm sorry, I misunderstood. No, he's not. He's going to start the political network that he wanted and get back into business and work on the broadcast end of that.
What do you think, Pip?
I think that he would not take the defeat well. And I think that he would want to get back to his life and, you know, sitting on his golden toilet at home. I don't think that he would want to come back and do it again.
So you guys are misunderstanding what I said. I didn't say he would run. I said he's going to tease a run. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what ultimately he will decide. He might decide, fuck y'all, I'm doing well enough here. But
if he's going to do that, it would be in conjunction Just basically what he wanted to do if he lost the last time was get into the media and start his own media company. And, you know, he could do that. If he wants to do the teaser, yeah, probably do that. You know, he wants to run again. We'll see what happens, you know.
It'll be interesting.
And it depends on who the candidate, where the country's at that moment, who the candidates are at that time, you know, and we'll see in 4 years.
I think he's coming back.
And 4 years is very quick, because I remember being in Ant's studio like it was last week, and that was 4 years ago.
I got to tell you, Joe. I bet
you're different. This was 40 years long, Joe.
Yeah. It's been a long four, my friend.
I have aged like I never thought possible during these 4 years.
It's been a long time.
But now that you're saying what you guys are talking about, I think that I don't know that he would tease running in 2024 if he lost to Biden now, but I do think that he would be much more vocal. He would be tweeting about every little thing that he think is wrong and still tweeting out conspiracy theories and stuff.
Oh, it's going to be very destructive. And you know what? And he's got enough fans, you know, within the Republican Party. You know, listen, if Biden wins in a landslide by, say flipping Texas, say the Democrats get Texas, and the New York Times wrote this, so this isn't my original thought, but say Texas goes blue, then the Republicans might have to look in the mirror and go, this isn't working, we got to move away from Trumpism. If it's close, no, Trumpism isn't going anywhere, you know, because that's what the party is, it's the party of Trump now. So, it, you know, a lot hinges on tonight. All right, good conversation. When we come back, we will do, a guy suing in Maryland because they wouldn't let him vote without a mask. People are angry at the Girl Scouts. Everybody's angry at the Girl Scouts. Kim Kardashian gets a hologram of her dead dad from Kanye. Amazon in Sweden has a fucked up website. There's all sorts of shit going on. Hockey players are getting cut before they ever play a game for shit they did in the 8th grade. We got a lot of fun stuff to discuss. Thank you guys for hanging with us on the break. We have new music from Done Lovely with Something on My Mind. And you can follow them at Done Lovely on Twitter and Instagram. That's D-U-N-L-U-V-L-Y, Done Lovely. And also City Flash with On the Floor. And you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. Don't go